Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast that will explore ways to preserve harmony and to prevent harmful conflict in valued relationships, and also ways to resolve conflict effectively and to restore harmony if damaging conflict should occur. We will delve into specific tips to manage conflict in life and into much broader topics touching on conflict, actual and potential, good and bad, in the world around us. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. The dangers of declarations. Today is July 3rd in the U.S. Tomorrow, July 4th, we will commemorate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Declarations, whether on the international stage or in interpersonal relationships, are usually momentous. Declarations can be pronouncements about why you are right, fierce judgments about why someone else is wrong. Both of these can cause lasting harm. They feel hurtful, and they shut down conversation, compromise, and collaboration. Perhaps even more dangerous are the declarations that are threats, ultimatums, or lines in the sand that make demands on someone else. There are a couple of dangers. First, it's hard for you to walk it back. You have created this situation, and you can stick to your position, or you can give in. Neither is attractive. Second, the other person may back down, and you have asserted your power, but you may now have permanently damaged the relationship. The other person may feel she has lost face. We hear about that idea in some cultures more than others. I would suggest that it feels bad in any culture. Third, the other person may hold his ground, too. Now you have a stalemate. This we might call a lose-lose situation. I understand that there is a satisfaction in these declarations. We can savor our righteous indignation. We can enjoy the sensation of power. And when we deliver our ultimatum, at the moment we are in the moment. We aren't likely to be thinking that we are rupturing a working relationship, an extended family, a friendship, or a community. I have seen, from experience, how long that damage we are creating can last. Years, even generations. And I am quite confident that, at the time of the rupture, the people involved weren't thinking about how long the damage might last. We would do well to pause and consider. Depending on how you tend to see these things, risk versus reward? How much is at risk to this relationship I care about if I behave like this? And how great is the reward if, ultimately, I get what I wanted out of this? By ultimatum. Or cost-benefit analysis. What is the cost of doing things this way? In pain, time, money, what other measurements might matter to you? But think big. And what is the benefit? And if we deliver that declaration and then can calm down enough to realize it was perhaps unwise, the sooner we make amends, the better. The new line in the sand is easier to smooth over than the one that has solidified and separated people into camps. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please subscribe through one of the major apps. You can also find the show on the web by searching for Crafting Solutions to Conflict. For those of you who are new to listening to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing to podcasts is free. Comments or ideas about the podcast, let me know at JB, as in my initials, at dovetailresolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.